This week's Monday Night Football game pits a perennial playoff threat, the Pittsburgh Steelers, against a team that's heading to the postseason for the first time in a decade, the San Francisco 49ers. As Dan Brecke of member station KQED reports, most Niners fans give credit to one man for the team's turnaround.
If the 49ers have a motto, this is it.
Who's got it better than us?
Nobody!
That call-and-response catchphrase comes from Niners head coach Jim Harbaugh, an old family saying that's even inspired a tribute by San Francisco rap artist Bailey.
Who got it better? Nobody. To the field from the tailgate party. SFC, yeah, we still G's, but we crushing and hitting every damn thing.
For most of the 2011 season, no one's had it much better than the 49ers. They clinched the NFC West Division title the Sunday before last, and going into Monday night's game against the Steelers, they're 10-3, led by a tough running game and a defense that hasn't given up a rushing touchdown all season. Those accomplishments may have been eclipsed by more dramatic performances around the league this year, like the Packers' perfect season so far and the Colts' perfectly awful one. Eclipsed elsewhere, but not in 49er territory. In San Francisco's football bars, some fans talk about the team's defense and a maturing quarterback, Alex Smith, as reasons for the team's resurgence from last year's chaotic 6-10 season.
Last year, the Niners were losing games in the last few minutes. You know, you just knew they were going to lose. This year is the opposite.
But fan Jeff Wheeler is on the same page as nearly everyone else, and pointing to a single factor is the main explanation for the turnaround.
You got a head coach. You got a guy that's disciplined and a guy that's played the game at the professional level and college level, so he knows how to work the people he has.
At Zeke's on 3rd Street and at Green's up on Polk Street, you hear a lot about the coach.
The players aren't that different than they were in the past years, and there's clearly something going on in terms of coaching and game planning and preparing the team and preparing them to execute that's far different than anything we experienced the last few years.
I think Harbaugh has done just a tremendous job of bringing the team together. They needed it. They needed some real direction.
Are you surprised by what they're doing this year? I mean, 10-2 and...
I'm a little surprised just based on last year, but Harbaugh is an amazing coach.
My friends and I have talked a lot about how Harbaugh's instilling a lot more confidence in Smith, and I think that goes a long way in kind of pulling the team together and getting him to perform where he should be.
That seemingly universal acclaim for Harbaugh did not earn the 49ers a win last Sunday against the Arizona Cardinals. The 49ers lost 21-19, and in a day after press conference, Harbaugh acknowledged the world has changed a little bit for his team.
Our team's won the division. I mean, you're the hunted now. You're not the hunter as much. You got a target on your back. People want to beat you.
The loss exposed the 49ers' biggest weakness: its difficulty scoring touchdowns after getting into the red zone. Harbaugh conceded that raises questions about the offense, but giving a glimpse of his impatience with losing, he made it clear those questions will be addressed his way.
We know there's going to be criticisms. You know, we know that there's going to be whys. What happened? What took place? Why didn't you do this? Why didn't you do that? You know, why didn't you throw the ball here? Who's your go-to guy? I mean, and we're not going to talk about it. You know, we're going to talk about it to our players, to our team.
On Monday, the Steelers, 10-3 and chasing a playoff berth, will test Harbaugh's ability to fix the Niners' problems. But as the team heads toward the postseason, most San Francisco fans are convinced the coach has got it right.
Who's got it better than us?
For Only a Game, I'm Dan Brecke in San Francisco.
Yeah.
Hey, that's right, back at it, what's this I see? Hardest team in the NFC.
Niners.
Yeah, I see all the haters, I'm Bailey, known for kicking it off like Acres. Follow while I ball.
It's 19 minutes past the hour. What you want to do if you're a hunter is you want to shoot whatever it is you're trying to shoot, and then what happens is your dog goes out and fetches it. That's how it happens when it goes right. When it goes wrong, as it did for a Florida man named Billy E. Brown, your dog shoots you in the leg while you and the dog are driving to the place where you intend to shoot something which you do not intend to be your leg. Mr. Brown, who's apparently okay, was the second hunter to have been shot by a dog in the past 2 weeks. The first guy was hunting ducks in Utah when his dog somehow managed to nail him with 27 pellets of birdshot. I would say that's a record, except that to do so might encourage some dog somewhere to try and set the bar higher.